Here's a question from Bhakta Greg. Is it true that the Leelamrita should be viewed as non-different from the Srimad Bhagavatam under the logic that it's about the person Bhagavata, and thus an acceptable replacement for the Srimad Bhagavatam when the time comes to have a Bhagavatam class? In the early Bhagavatam verse, Nasta Prayashu Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Seva Bhagavat Mashloki Bhaktir Bhavatina Ishtiki, Srila Prabhupada comments that by rendering service to the person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat, or the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, that there's no difference between the two. Why? Because what is the book Bhagavat? Glorification of Krishna. Who is the person Bhagavat? Who's always glorifying Krishna. Therefore, service to both of them, which means hearing from both of them, is equal. So, in that sense, we say that, for instance, Prabhupada Leelamrita, biographies of Srila Prabhupada, are shastra, or scripture, because they're glorifying Krishna, by both glorifying the pure devotee who's always glorifying Krishna. Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And so in one sense we can say that yes, Prabhupada Leelamrita and books glorifying Srila Prabhupada are like, not identical, but like Srimad Bhagavatam. They're also Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada. If you remember what comment about the Srimad Bhagavatam of Joan of Arc, that is recorded there in Leelamrita, as the glorification of a saint, means that it's also Srimad Bhagavatam. However, the idea that Prabhupada Leelamrita readings can replace Srimad Bhagavatam is not something that I'd go for. Even if you say Srimad Bhagavatam, that Leelamrita is on the level of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because it's not the order of the person Bhagavata. Srila Prabhupada encouraged us to glorify Krishna. He wanted us to have Bhagavatam classes. Even when the proposal came up about writing a biography about him, Srila Prabhupada was very reluctant. Why was Prabhupada reluctant? Because he didn't want anything to get in the way of Krishna being at the center. He wanted Krishna to be the focal point of the Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada was very proud of that, that unlike other yogis or even religionists, where often you find that the preacher, teacher is the focal point and God is in the background, Srila Prabhupada was proud that Krishna was the focal point of the Krishna consciousness movement, and he didn't want that compromised in any way. He didn't want us to have a personality cult in any way whatsoever. And Prabhupada gave us an instruction. What was that instruction? He wanted classes on Srimad Bhagavatam every day by regularly attending the Bhagavatam class. He wanted us to attend Srimad Bhagavatam class. That Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Sita Goswami and Sukadeva Goswami, that was the Bhagavatam class that he wanted us to have in the mornings. So if we're doing real Bhagavat Seva, then our business is to do that. Occasionally, there may be an arrangement where we hear Prabhupada Leelamrita in the morning. There's no harm. But to replace Srimad Bhagavatam is not correct. Everything has a utility. Even we may think that the benefit is the same. Still, our priority is to do what Srila Prabhupada told us, not what we think is good. The example, or an example, is that of chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra. So in one sense, chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra is more beneficial than chanting Hare Krishna, because there's no offenses in chanting the Panchatattva Mantra, and therefore one could advance faster. So why don't we chant 16 rounds of the Panchatattva Mahamantra? Because it's not what Srila Prabhupada told us to do. It's not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want us to chant his name. He wanted us to chant Krishna's name. And so we make spiritual advancement by following his instruction. And we have faith. If we just do what Lord Chaitanya told us to do, then everything will come automatically as a result of that. We don't need to make anything else up. Similarly, although there's no harm, as mentioned, in having Prabhupada Lilamrita readings, but it should not be at the cost of giving up the Bhagavatam readings. Bhagavatam readings need to continue on a regular basis. Often in temples you have Chaitanya Charitamrita readings on Sunday and Bhagavatam readings 6 days a week, so if sometimes there's reading from Lilamrita, no harm. But it shouldn't be replaced. We need to keep Srila Prabhupada in the center. And by keeping Srila Prabhupada in the center, what does it mean? How is it that we actually keep Prabhupada in the center? We keep Prabhupada in the center by doing what Srila Prabhupada wanted of us. Prabhupada wanted us to spread Krishna consciousness. He wanted us to make Krishna world famous. He wanted us to distribute books, to distribute prasadam, to have regular festivals, to have harinam, to do rathiyatra, all of these things. When we perform these activities, then Srila Prabhupada is naturally in the center, because he's there by his vani, he's there in his deity form. In fact, I believe that Srila Prabhupada is personally present wherever these activities are done with enthusiasm. And that is what puts Prabhupada in the center, and now I'm not talking about Prabhupada Lilamrita readings, but sometimes I find that there's a artificial attempt to put Prabhupada in the center by some type of special worships and so on, focused around his divine grace, which go too far, which aren't in keeping with the way things were when Srila Prabhupada was with us, who always wanted to keep Krishna in the focus, Krishna in the center point. So by all means, we should, and I feel very strongly, that devotees should really know the history of Srila Prabhupada's time with us in ISKCON, and they should know Srila Prabhupada's life story. Without actually being in tune with what the role of Srila Prabhupada is as the founder acharya, how can devotees really be clear about what Prabhupada's mission is? And how can they then take responsibility for that mission? The success of Krishna consciousness movement will depend on how well we spread Krishna consciousness and practice it in a way that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. And for that, it's the duty of every devotee to do that. And that is the importance, not only of together reading Prabhupada Lilamrita, but devotees individually reading Prabhupada Lilamrita. But as with chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra and so many other things, everything has its time, place, and it should be done with the proper type of balance that Srila Prabhupada would want of us, never compromising the fact that this is the Krishna consciousness movement, and that Srila Prabhupada is the person who put Krishna in the center, and keeping Krishna in the center very vigorously, and broadcasting Krishna to others is how we're going to also best keep Srila Prabhupada in the center. Hare Krishna.